所以中国教会不要怕共产党的逼迫。
And so do not be afraid of the persecution from the communists in China.
他们灭亡，你们得救。 要鲜明，这是神已经安排的事情。
For they will perish and you will be saved to show the plan of God.
上帝许可我们的仇敌用凶恶的脸孔来逼迫我们，来显出他们的败坏，他们的邪恶。
And God allow our enemies to persecute us with a fierce face to show their decadence and their evilness.
没有人会想到。
No one would imagine.
到了主后325年的时候，
325 years after our Lord，
君士但丁大帝宣布。 我们应当以基督教成为我们的国教。
Constantine made Christianity their national faith.
我这样讲你很难明白。
It's hard to understand.
但我换一句话讲你就明白了。
But another illustration.
如果明年习近平说我信耶稣，你就明白我在讲什么了。
If next year Xi Jinping said I become a Christian, you understand.
君士但丁大帝宣布，
When Emperor Constantine
declared，我们停止逼迫基督徒，
We will not persecute the Christian anymore.
我们接受基督教，
We accept Christianity.
成为罗马帝国的国教的时候，
To become the Roman religion.
你就明白。 什么叫做圣灵在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，为我做见证。
You understand what is meant by the Holy Spirit coming upon you to have power to be His witnesses.
可能不可能？
Is it possible?
有一天中国成为基督教的国家？
That China become a Christian nation?
可能不可能？
Possible?
可能。
Possible?
可能。 不可能，
Maybe
很多的共产党的领袖有一天都悔改，相信耶稣基督。
Communist leaders become Christians.
可能不可能？
Is it possible?
可能。
Possible.
我告诉你，
I tell you，
我15岁到17岁就是共产党无神论的。
When I was 15 to 17, I was a communist and atheist.
我接受进化论。
I accept the theory of evolution.
无神论。
The atheism.
我接受的唯物辩证。
I accept the material dialectic.
是马克思的思想。
Karl Marx.
是赫格尔的理论。
The idea of Hegel.
我已经心里面成为基督教的仇敌了。
In my heart, I was an enemy of Christianity. Thanks be to God.
一个真正无神论的人归向基督的时候，
If a true atheist come to know Jesus Christ,
可能比基督徒比牧师更爱主。
He can love the Lord more than the pastor.
当灵恩派的人变成归正的时候，
When a charismatic Christian become reformed,
比很多长老牧师的孩子更懂神学。
They can know theology better than pastor's children.
前天讲到的那一位父母，
The day before the associate pastor preached, he was a charismatic. This young person is more intelligent than me. I preached at 17. He started at 15.
所以当他31岁的时候，
when he's 31,
我说你讲到多少次？
I asked him how many times have you preached.
他说没有多少， 大概6000次。
He said not many times, 6000 times.
31岁已经讲到6000次。
31 years old preached 6000 sermons.
我有一天把他叫来，
I summoned him one day.
我说明年我要办基督教小学。
I said, next year I want to have a Christian primary school, secondary school.
这个月,
this month.
刚好这个月,
this month.
我现在委托你,
I'm asking you
训练老师,
to train our teachers.
明年我要用那些老师办学校,
so that next year we, with teachers we can start
这个青年
school.
这个青年很温顺, 不计较, 不辩论, 他总是不跟你多讲话。
This was a very gentle young man who will not debate with you.
他说唐牧师， 好。
He said, Dr. Tong, fine.
那个时候他大概是25岁。
He was 25, 26.
过了365天以后，
365 years later，
我都忘记几天了。
I've forgotten the time.
他跑回来，
He came to me again.
唐牧师，去年你讲的话， 我已经醒了。
He said, Dr. Tong, I've done what you asked me to last year.
现在预备好可以教书的35个老师。
I prepared 35 teachers to take on the task.
你真的吗？
I said, is this true?
他们都放下工作，已经预备在你的学校教书了。
He said that they quit their job, prepared to teach in your school.
我马上办一个学校。
So immediately we started the school.
马上招生。
And recruited students.
人家说唐牧师又有一个新玩意儿来了。
People say, oh, Dr. Tong's playing with a new toy.
现在开了教会，又要开学校了。
After the church, he started school.
很多人不相信。
People don't believe this.
那有18个家长把他们18个孩子带来上课。
The first batch was 18 kids from 18 parents.
老师35个。
35 teachers.
学生18个。
18 students.
我不怕。
I was not afraid.
因为耶稣才是二个。
Because Jesus only had 12.
我有18个。
I had 18.
一年以后，
a year later,
变成45个。
45.
两年以后，
2 years later,
变成80多个。
80 over.
3年以后，
3 years later,
120多个。
120.
4年以后，
4 years later,
200多个。
200 over.
5年以后，
5 years later,
300多个。
300 over.
6年以后，
6 years later,
7年以后，
7 years later,
500-600个学生。
Now 500, 600.
第6年的时候，
on the 6th year,
这个校长就是那个父牧师他带来了。
The principal and that's their associate pastor.
他说唐牧师，
He said, Dr. Tong,
我报告一件好消息，
I want to report to you.
我们的学校，
Good news.
已经成了整个 Jakarta 最好的十名学校里面的一名。
Our school is now top 10 in Jakarta.
Top 10的学校。哇，我听了，眼泪差不多流下来。
I almost weep.
我说你怎么做的
？I say how do you achieve this?
我照着你过去讲的道理，一个一个把它行出来。
He say based on all you have taught us, we did it one by one.
开过几次教育讲座。
I had education seminar.
重要的基督教教育原则告诉他们。
To tell the people the important Christian principles.
教育的四大因素。
The four main themes of education.
第一个因素就是要有好的老师。
The first thing you need is good teachers.
第二个因素要有好的教材。
The second, a good material.
第三个因素要有好的学生。
Third, good students.
最不重要的因素要有好的或者不好的校舍都不要紧。
The last one is your hostel or your equipment.
他就先预备教员。
So he prepared the teachers first.
寻找教材
and find the teaching material,
选择好的学生
and pick good students,
教导他们
and teach them,
感谢上帝
thanks be to God.
这个学校现在已经常常得到世界级的奥林匹亚的做领袖的那些被训练被挑选出来的那最好的学生
This school always produce students who win the Olympiad awards.
不就也有我们办了初中
Then we had a secondary school, high school.
现在我们正预备办基督教大学
Now we are preparing to start a Christian university.
上帝给我们预备了一块地皮，有30公亩那么大
God prepared a land for us that has 30 hectares.
30 hectares.那样大地皮在哪里呢？
Large, where?
我们买在很远的地方。
It's quite remote.
要坐车要两个钟头半。
You got to drive 2.5 hours to reach there from Jakarta.
我告诉他不要紧。
But I say it's fine.
在附近买，价钱50倍。
Because it will cost 50 times nearby.
在那边买只有 2% 的价钱。
It's 2% at that place.
那么远怎么办呢？
But so far away.
印尼在进步吗？
Indonesia is progressing.
现在两个钟头半。
Now it's 2.5 hours.
10年以后一个钟头半。
10 years later, 1.5 hours.
20 years 以后半个钟头就到了。
20 years later, maybe half an hour.
你的车越来越快，越来越快。
Cars will move faster.
所以上帝给我们智慧。一步一步把上帝的工作做出来。
So God has given us wisdom to do all His work step by step manner.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我从零开始。
I start from zero.
1989年。
In 1986.
第一间华人的归正福音教会。
The first Chinese Reformed Evangelical Church was set up.
到了25年以后。
25 years later.
我们有了65间分堂。
We have 65 branch churches worldwide.
现在我们有70多间的分堂。
70 over.
我在20多年前。
20 years ago.
开始第一个平信徒神学院。
We had a seminary for the lay Christian. Within 5 years.
发展到变成四个城市都有。
We had it in 4 cities.
那我交给一个传道人。
I asked a pastor to take over.
我的传道人都顺服我们的原则。
They obey our principles.
恳切做。
And work fervently.
征战做。
Work as in
勇敢做。
Work boldly.
靠信心做。
Work with faith.
有钱没有钱。
Whether there's money or not.
知道是上帝的旨意。就先做。
If it's the will of God, you do it first.
我不好意思告诉你。
I'm embarrassed to tell you.
现在印尼有多少平信徒神学院在我们教会下面，你知道吗
？You know how many lay people we have trained?
你想想看。
You can imagine.
本来在一个城市办。
In a city first.
有在另外城市再办。
Then another city.
而再办。
Then another third city.
经过了20多年以后。
After more than 20 years.
我们在多少城市办平信徒归正福音神学院
？These lay reform teaching colleges.
138个城市。
Is in 138 cities.
你可以想象吗
？Can you imagine that?
你不要单单鼓掌，你祷告你也去做。
Don't just clap. You pray that you will do this too.
如果你在北京开一个平信徒神学院
，If you start one in Beijing,
20 years 以后
，20 years later,
新疆也有
，in 新疆，
广州也有，
广州，
兰州也有，
兰州，
福州也有，
福州，
什么州都有
，every 州。
那你明白我的意思了
？Then you understand what I mean.
138个。城市
138 cities
都有平信徒神学院。那么你说唐牧师，你花多少钱呢
？How much money you spend on
the dog？ 一块钱都不花。
Not even a single dollar。
你说怎么可能呢
？How is that possible？
我的传道人飞到那边去的时候
，When our preacher fly there，
从自己的这个薪水出钱买机票过去。
They buy the ticket from their own pay。
到了找一些领袖。
They will find local leaders。
你们研究归正神学吗
？And ask them whether you want to study reform theology。
他们说我们要。
They say yes。
那么你召集。如果有20个人，我来教你们。
Then if you gather the people 20,
他们就说服了20个人来。
So they persuade 20 to learn.
这个人就用自己出钱去教他们。
Our preacher will then go on his own account.
先用教会一个课设。
using a classroom in the church.
第二次去的时候变成四十个人。
Then the number will increase.
变成五十个人。
40, 50.
他还是自己出钱去。
And he still pay his own way there.
他就对他们说
Then say to them,
你们得到帮助吗
Have you received help?
得到帮助
You have.
你们学了基督论喜欢吗
Do you like Christology?
我喜欢
Yes.
你们学了这个三一论明白吗
About the triune God.
我们才知道基督的信仰这么好。
Then they say, oh, we know the faith is so good now.
你们愿意不愿意有钱这个工作呢
Are you willing to participate in this ministry?
有份这个钱呢
And support it. I'm willing.
第三次我去的时候
so the third time I arrived,
我不拿薪水
I don't get paid.
你们负责我的机票好吗
But you pay for my transportation.
他说好，我们负责你的机票。
The people will agree.
所以五六十个人，每个人出一点钱，
给他
机票让他来教书。
To pay for his transportation.
三四次以后
after many times,
他们说我们受的恩典这么多，
the people realize they receive great grace.
我们不能白白领受
and cannot get it for free only.
送一点礼物给老师，
and so give some honorarium.
他来送一点酬谢。
And some gifts.
结果138个城市都办平信徒神学院，我们母会不必出钱。
And so 138 cities, our mother church don't give a single cent.
我们相信上帝是食物变油的上帝。
We believe that God will make all things from nothing.
大家说，上帝是食物变油的上帝。一二三。